Talk Shoe.
Recorded live.
Hi, everyone. This is Mansane Meyer. Some of you know I'm sitting in for Tina again, who is some business away. She sends you hugs and angel blessings. And if you wish to reach her when the week goes forward, you'll find her at askintuition.com. I email Tina at tina@one-80-group.com, one-80-group.com. And the phone number is area 972-509-7050. And I wouldn't send you to her if she wasn't the best. I take some coaching from Tina, too. Back to you. Oh, and I am Mansane Meyer, so I'm a certified sixth sensory and spiritual teacher, and you can find all the rest about me at my website, which is mainstreetangel.com, and you can email me at mansane@mainstreetangel.com. You may reach me by phone at 623-544-3304, and we'll try to give you that information again, but I am just so delighted to be with you that we want to get going. Turn delight on. We're playing with the elemental angels today. So I want to tell you that, yes, they really exist. Every breathing, living plant, animal, mineral has little sprites around it, little sylphs. They're the teeny, itsy-bitsy brownies and fairies and diminutive angels, and they really do exist, and I see them in our etheric world. Now, part of them is very impish. Part of them is very demanding. We're going to work with them tonight even while we're talking about our delights. And so if you have a question or if you don't have a question, you just say, hey, bring it on. Be ready. They're very direct. They're very comical, but they are very direct and they're persistent. So as some of the people I think of, to give you an idea, little angels, and the impish kind of thing. I see them very clearly around a lot of people that are in comedy. Robin Williams, loaded with them, loaded with them. He's got brownies, he's got tree men and gnomes and so many fun little angels around him, dragonflies even. And Dana Carvey, he's another person that I can think of, and there's many. And oftentimes when I read for any of you individual, you bring them in too. If you're bringing in the elemental angels and you're not working outside or getting outside enough, you're probably flatlining in your employment because you've got to be there. You can't be in a cubicle. So just some food for thought. They gave me a little message for you today. I wanted to do the show on my own, as I was asked to do. But I always ask them, well, what do you say? And we're talking about delight. You remember our intro says the quality of life is always in proportion to the capacity for delight. This brings to mind questions for me. I wonder. And it makes me think, if I weren't so afraid, I would. I'd like to, bringing out that delight. So what is your capacity for delight? While you're listening, while you're chatting in the chat room, draw a circle, doodle in front of you and make that your pie. And just let your spirit tell you, wow, in that pie, is mine divided? Is it 50-50, 45-15? What part of the pie is my delight, my delight? And I want to talk about that in a little minute, about the difference between your delight and delighting in each other, which certainly we want to do. But I asked our little elemental angels, what can you tell me, angels? And this is a little note from them to you. How do I do that? I do it by automatic writing, and I just push the pen. That's one way of receiving angel guidance. And you're going to learn more about that next week, I see, with Alex. So I'm just going to read this to you, and if you want a copy of it, certainly email me. Diminutives, elementals, what can you tell us about delight? And they say, comfort. Why do you make play a burden? Choose your burdens, if you will, but let us guide you to play. Playing is your joy, your reckless abandonment. Do you notice how envious your heart begins to feel when you watch over the playground? When you spectate, we call it. And then, do you notice the movement, ever gentle in your heart, when you step onto the playground? Then there is a smile, a flutter. Oh, look, the universe asks you to join in the playfulness. Come on, come on. Sing, dance, twirl. We love twirling. Your dizziness raises your vibration, and we can hear you. There are many means to playfulness. You need only give yourself permission. Look quickly, giggle often, smile, hold that picture. And we thank you, angels. That is from the angels to you. I'm merely the reader. So delight. What is our capacity for delight? We're going to build a delight box today. This is a play date. Don't you think it's time? Oh, I want to start you all with a little magic. That's my magic wand. I hope you can hear that okay, even in the chat room. Now, you're all magic, and you saw that part of the intro said, bring your magical crayons. Well, my angels tell me somewhere out there, someone's saying, what are those? And do I have any? Well, of course you do. These are your crayons or markers or symbols of your many delights, not mine. Your delights are magical for you, and we're going to draw on them today. So do give yourself a reminder, a note now, or whenever, go out and get a marker. Many of you know me already, I'm sure, out there, and I'm big on giving physicality, sign and symbol to those things we want to attract and internalize into our spirit. So if we're going to color with magical crayons, it's okay if you don't have one now. But go out there and buy one. I'll give you a few clues. There's some great teacher stores. And if you're a teacher out there, you're already ahead. One online is teacherstorehouse.com. And a great one throughout the U.S. is Lakeshore Learning. Their website is lakeshorelearning.com. But I know they have stores in the Phoenix area, and that is a delight to just go in there. That's one of the tools I ask you to invest in for yourself. Make a date with yourself, a play date to do it. And then you need a little cigar box or some kind of sturdy container. I guess it could be a pencil case. But find something maybe at one of those stores, and this is going to be your delight box. The idea is, most sincerely, to put you back in control of your everyday delight. That's our theme this evening. Turn delight on, please. In fact, why don't you write that down? That's a wonderful mantra. My significant other uses it for me. I will be muttering about someone in a store. You know, you all met Mad Dog Meyer. So I'll be muttering and I'll get back in the car and I'll go, oh, that line or blah, 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 the clerk. And he'll go, honey, he always steals my lines. Turn delight on. And you can make a dance out of that. Remember, I said spirit rest in the hips. You can make a dance out of that right there if you're having a challenging day at your workplace or in your environment. Take a little break, sincerely, even if you must only have a moment in a stall somewhere, and internalize it. Do a little hip turn delight on, breathing. Ah, and then go back and accept what you have. Something very interesting about life, and some of you had heard differently, you don't have to see the best in others. You don't have to see the best in others. That's a little contrary to what you often hear. And it's wonderful to see the best in others. My angels tell me we make that such a goal that sometimes people are just acting out, you know, like Mad Dog Meyer. You don't have to see the best in her at that time. You only need every moment to breathe and live your best. Not even be your best, live your best. Yay. So remember that. We spend a lot of time when we could be in delight, looking for it in others. And they may not be there. I have a story certainly for you. At a time in my life, I chose to work for a difficult person. Wow, sound familiar? Woo! What's wrong with us? And I was just into expanding my spirituality, and so I decided, oh, I'm going to do these affirmations and say, I receive praise today, and I receive a raise today, and oh, my work is noticed. And you can go on and on and on to what, and it didn't really happen. It was wonderful doing all the practices, but in truth, this particular person was probably a passing teacher in my life with some difficult lessons, and she was going to remain in her ugliness in our connection. So that's what I'm trying to explain to you when I say you don't have to see the best in everyone. Sometimes you got to let it go and go, not my delight, and walk away from it. Do delight in others' delights. It's contagious. It's very contagious. But put yourself first. By the way, as far as seeing the best in everyone, I call that GGTC. You can write that down, GGTC. God's got that covered. And so relax. You don't have that burden any longer. Now, you're going to get a marker, a crayon. The teacher is open. If you have a teacher in your family, check their desk. I'm delighting already. I have one in mind, but she's not got her desk here. Then your cigar box or your container. And I'm hearing my angel, the German smile, that's saying, this is foolish, this is ridiculous. That's what playfulness and delight is. It's going, I'm going in. It's not standing on the shore watching the other people splash and laugh. It's going in. So get yourself the delight box. You can, if you like to decorate things, that's fun too. Make it an evening and start there. Again, we live on a physical plane. Everything has energy, but in the earth plane, it also has physicality. So in our approach, we choose physical things we wish to give energy to. I'm going to hold that for a minute. I forgot to tell you, I know some people are in the chat room. It's my ongoing invitation. If you have a question or you want an answer from your angels, I would genuinely appreciate it, and they love it if you would say my name is. And don't be concerned if you're one of our faithful audience. All the merrier. But do say your name. They like to hear it, and they can connect with you better. And you can either speak up or put a note in the chat room, though I'm not going to be in there typing. I hope that's clear, because I want to get back to this. So, this box, many great teachers call it an alchemist, A-L-C-H-E-M-I-S-T approach, okay? And the little container they will call your alchemy box. So maybe that's a little clearer, a little more serious, though. I have an alchemy box in my house, but I like to use that one for that which I am attracting now, so I put my signs and symbols in there. I'm talking about a carry-on, your lunchbox. Your lunchbox for throughout the day. So that's why I want you to have a little container, something you can keep in the car or wherever you retreat to. Don't hold it up to ridicule by putting it at a desk or somewhere where other people are going to say, what is that? Okay, you want to be able to get to it. Delights in general. These are comfort foods for the spirit. Easy. They're personal. They're unique. Unique as everyone listening or sharing in this conference call. What I want you to do next, this is all easy. It sounds harder when you're listening, is write down two things. Your delights are either right now, or we're going to call them later, Gator. Even saying that is fun. Later, Gator. So right now or later, Gator. Those are the things for your delight box. How am I going to get things? You're going to use what is the wonderful things that come and back up the sixth sense, the five senses. So begin collecting them. Smell, collect small items. Truly, this is going to, the idea is for it to be soothing and just genuinely make the corners of your mouth smile and your nose kind of wriggle and all that. Items you really love to smell, a flower, seashells, minted water. I love minted water. You don't want anything in any of this area that would melt or cause a problem, but so not a mint, but minted water, a cologne. Oh, someone out there is thinking their old lover's cologne. Get your own! Woo! Just your own cologne, your own scent. This is about you. We'll talk about when Tina gets back. We're going to do a whole evening on relationships, so just put that on hold. A cologne that you like. You know, have a sniff time in one of the department stores or something and buy a little of some that it, in your income. So a handkerchief, a piece of cloth, smell, one of the five senses. If you love smelling the wind and the rain, write the words down. Wind, rain. Yeah, okay. Next, we're going to fill our little box there with something maybe we can taste. You don't have to have all of them. It's not supposed to be work. Taste is another way to fill it. I don't know if anybody out there wants to say what they like to taste. That's fine. If you want to keep it private, that's fine. I like pickles, but I can't keep them in the little box. I know that. But I also like to have just a little itty bit of salt. Remember when you were little and you ran to the beach and you picked up a piece, a grain of sand? And come on, I know you're out there because some of you put that to your tongue. That's taste. It's something that made you giggle. It's the giggle test. It's the giggle test. An edible flower, I don't know where you find them, but I imagine that's wonderful. And water, of course. And another wonderful taste way also is just the tip of your tongue, the tip of your index finger. I want to tell you, and as far as our keep it simple sensories for your sixth sense, when you light up and practice and use the five, we know they're there when we eat, when we sleep, when we're out in the air. But when you really work to use them, I mean, we're all using our five senses probably at a 30% capacity, the angels tell me. So find new things to do. Hear something you delight in. Life's a giggle. I was thinking of, I used to love to hear those little toys that they were kind of a cylindrical piece, and when you turned them over, it was nothing more than like a cow moo, moo, but it gave me a giggle. Again, for those of you who may have joined us late, I love to hear my magic wand. I genuinely feel like I turn into magic, and that's what we want for you, comfort, magic. So hearing a little kitchen dinger, I don't know why, but I know you all bought them because we worked on other things with them. You could record your favorite sound on your MP3. I'm carrying mine in my car wherever because I just learned how to use one, and I'm so delighted. I'm squealing about it. So that's a delight for me. But you could record the wind, the downpour of rain, or again, simply write those words down. So that's three of our five senses we want to work to. And it's important, I want to stop for a minute, that it is totally a part of you. Pausing on this, so as far as hearing. Cherry, I see you, that you just stopped in, excuse me all, but, you know, we want to join our family here and not everyone type. Yes, it is to manifest, but we're not doing the law of attraction, Simone. We're not being so serious tonight. I'm giving you tools that tomorrow you can build your own little delight box. You're going to get a crayon. You're going to get a cigar box. Go to a teacher's store or the learning store and get something fun. You're going to collect things that delight you. I want to explain a little bit about the difference in delight you as far as loving other people's delights. But we talked about using the five senses. I'm just going to call you Cherry. That's what I'm hearing. Oh, you know who you are. So you can have a box for what you want to attract. This is, again, a lunch box. It's something in worst-case scenario when fear and doubt and, oh, you can't do it, and all those brain messages, or, oh, my God, I'll never get all this work done, or, oh, my God, I'll never get the promotion, et cetera, and so on. This is that box for all of you that helps you breathe. You remember when you were five, there were things, well, there was less of this complicated thinking going on. For most of us, we didn't have the complexities of technology. So there were things that you did for delight that made you breathe. It's that when you ran home to mom or dad going, you know what, you know what, you know what, it's that delight. Now, we want to put some of that in a box so when you're going day to day, if your pie is not filled up, you will have reminders. Having said that, I'm going to tell you in just a little bit how to get out of the past and in the present moment with it, and also about your delights versus mine. But I want to finish on the five senses, and those of you that tuned in late, you want to collect things you love to smell, ask your angels to bring them to you in the wind or wherever, and things you like to taste, something you like to hear, little bells. Sometimes you get those little bells when you go to weddings because I guess you can't throw anything at the couple anymore, so you ring a bell. I feel silly doing it. So there's the delight. If I put that little white bell I kept in my delight box, I'm going to feel silly every time I go in my car and ring it because time is tough, because it's just going to make me feel silly again. I want to get you to that feeling level. And if you have questions for yourself, just go ahead and ask, or we'll get an answer from your angels. We're missing two of the five senses at the moment, so I want to touch on sight and touch. I'm going to skip to touch, the sense of touch. You have favorite things, something smooth, a stone, a piece of cotton, a little piece of a blanket, of course, the proverbial rabbit's foot. Now, here's the thing. If you're kind of a little pack rat, like yours truly is, sometimes I've kept a little something that did remind me of someone I love dearly. Don't put it in your delight box, Beulah the buzzer, because it's going to drag you back, whether the person has gone on to the other side, whether the person says, I have someone new. Again, for those who tuned in late, we'll do relationships when Tina's back. Think about the dynamic. I'm big on that word, the dynamic of what you liked about that shirt that belonged to someone you loved or whatever. Was it the feeling of it? Was it the smile on their face? And then create your own, if you will. I really invite you, and that's what the angels and I do invite, not tell, to look at those things. But make it about you. It's very much about that saying, you know, Nancy, it's about me. So touch, things you like to touch. You know, it's no shame to say you love to just stroke your own beautiful hair. So, you know, instead of keeping that old lover's lock, guys or girls, why don't you snip one of yours? You have beautiful hair. There's your delight. I put sight at the end because pictures come easily to mind. And if you choose a picture for this delight box, make it one of you. Or at minimum, make sure you're in the picture. Now, one I can think of is you might have somewhere an old picture where you went and a friend in one of those crazy picture books, picture booths, rather. Woo, they're so funny. I don't know. What do we do with those? You know, I don't want to say what some of mine look, but you know, if you had a friend that asked you tomorrow, hey, want to get in this booth and take a picture, you go in there and do all the crazy faces. So, you know, maybe make a copy of it and cut the friend off just for the time being, and you don't have to cut the good picture, and put your crazy face in where? In your delight box. Because now, let us go back to my scenario with boss person from many years ago who I just can't click with. Days are long. Days are stressful. But I can either A, take a break immediately and go to my car, the place I have that little delight box, look at that crazy picture for a moment. It's about me. Or I can look in the box at the list of later gator delights. Later gator delights might be you like to go home and twirl around in your room. And it might not be well to do it. And Cherry, I see your question, if you can hold on for just a little bit. It might not be a good thing to be twirling around in the street or out, you know, open a car door. By the way, I did that one time with a friend of mine. We got out and danced in the street, and woo, all the lights, as in police lights, were on us. So I guess dancing in the street is just a term. So do everything I advise safely, you know. It's kind of reversed. Don't try this at home. Some of the things I share with you are, please, try this at home. That's why I call them later gator delights. You can write a word describing it if you can't do it. Write down the word wind, rain, B flat, high C. And then you can temporarily use your clairaudience to listen to it and bring it out on your piano or whatever at home. Now back to pictures. Here's the difference between my delight and each of your delights and just individuals getting into their own. I recall a time that I like to try on hats. In fact, I'm a bit crazy, and I like to try them on other people when they're not looking. There goes all my friends. But you see, I was in a hat store, I think about a year ago, with my sister. And these are those hats, you know, you can have everything from, oh, gosh, a penguin to a frog to just crazy things on your head. I think you may have seen some of those, particularly any of you on the California side. And so we were in the store trying on hats, and we were laughing, and we were putting on one another, and laughing so hard. And finally we got to these little Shriner hats, and they're deep purple with the tassel on the side. And we each recalled having seen those people in a parade on these minuscule bikes, and so we started acting out in the store, okay? We started acting like, well, everybody in there with the hats is loony, and at some point, we started laughing separately. My sister was laughing so hard that when I recall her face, that is her delight. It's contagious to me, but it wasn't mine, and that's what I want for you. Get in your own delight, where you are totally off in a cloud. It's the greatest part of life to be high on life, and you are the magical creators. You can indeed do this. So if you have pictures of people, and it's certainly going to make you smile, it makes you feel warm, but I want you to put that part of that picture with the other people of you in the box. Now, for me, it might be the word hat shop. I want to keep it about me, or maybe whatever hat I was wearing. I can't think of, I think I was wearing one of those pink flamingos on my head at the time, and we both laughed so delightfully. You have to give yourself permission. Those of you that joined us late, it was part of the angel's message to you. Give yourself permission to let go and find the dynamic. That's the part. You can recall other people. You can recall times with them, but find the dynamic and give it the name. because this is about delight, not about grieving. New chapter. We'll do that another time. Here I'm going to give you a clear example of that. I loved my mother's cooking, and I recall my delight in her meals, but particularly her fruit dumplings. And when I say fruit dumplings, so if I pull that trigger up or flashcard out of my box that I carry, I think of one more thing. One time, Mother cooked a golf ball inside of one instead of a piece of fruit. Yeah, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, but and to fool a person. And so using that formula, I just write, and it was just so funny watching the person chase their little fruit dumpling around the plate while we all enjoyed ours. So when I put the word fruit dumpling down, I just get a delight. I get a giggle, and it doesn't drag me into the memory and loss of mom. Just the delight. Your purpose is laughter, happiness. Start with a rolling laugh. How much can you stand? Just remember a time when you were genuinely laughing. I mean, oh, I can't think what they call when two people start laughing. There's a name for the kind, but you know, it just comes and you're laughing. You can't stop and you're laughing. And then finally one person says, that's enough now. We've all heard that in our life. We've heard it in schools. We've heard it in places of business, or maybe we were laughing with a coworker, really having a good time, and someone said, all right, that's enough now. Why? Get that part of you and put its trigger back in the box using your five senses, and then change that around. When you are having the too serious times, the too stressful, the too painful, I'm getting upset just saying the words, then you can say, that's enough now, let's go laugh, like that lady on the dance show that goes, woo, I'm having a good time. Put your woo there. I'm going to take a break for a moment to answer. We have Cherry. I hope I'm saying it right, that it's Cherry. And you're asking the elemental angels if you... Oh, Sherry, okay. I am so sorry. Thank you. See how we can giggle together just by me messing up? You're asking the angels if you are on the right track with the new relationship. Oh, all of those things? Let's just do relationship in fairness to everyone. Okay, let's do that for now. And you can always find me at Main Street Angels. So here is what your elemental angels say. Allow your higher consciousness to be. So that's saying that they don't want you to hide that part of you. A lot of times in a new relationship, we will hold back what we think. Oh, God forbid they find out, you know, that I'm kind of serious about my spiritual growth. And that's how we end up with people where we don't feel we have it all, and then we mutter and moan. So you are, the angels are telling me, receiving some true guidance. And this is a good person that has entered your life. It's going to be up to you to validate yourself by being honest in your feelings. The route you're taking is very good. So have conversations with yourself, Sherry, not just the people outside. Take that time. It can be play time. You can ring that bell or wave that wand. And she's giving me delight. She goes, I haven't entered it yet. Woo! Well, you're gonna. So woo! Let's get on the delight train. And you're gonna keep it that way by showing your delight. And here's the thing: I find that synchronistically, when the angels work through me on this show, everything everybody asks and everything that I may say or ask is kind of meant for everybody. So delight your relationship. Soon it will be. Brings us to the part of delight. Why are you doing this to us, Nancy? Why should we get a box and do all this stuff? It is because in the process, And Sherry, listen, when you fill your delight box, when you are walking into that place of business or recreational center or wherever you are spying this wonderful new relationship, as you are showing delight in your eyes, spirit dances in the hips, it reflects in the eyes. So when you are showing your delight in your spirit, you're going to attract more delight and more delightful people. Now that's going to be very important to you, I would think, if you want the relationship to be ongoing. So you want to trust that higher consciousness. Bring it up, bring it out, and then be a receiver. Be a receiver. Let it come in. I think we all, and even those of us that are married or in wonderful long-term relationships, are always rushing everything. We don't give the partner a chance to think or speak or feel or be. It's like, do you love me? Do you love me? Wah! You know, we have a little fun thing that we do in the evening when one of us is talking too much and in children's voices. My spouse will say to me, shut up already. Let me tell you. So this new relationship, do the healing from within by bringing your delight out. Here's the thing again for everyone. If you're not filled with delight, who will delight in you? It's a chain reaction. Think of the times that you are watching your children or your friends. Maybe you came up late and they're having such a great time. And you really get that smile watching them. Remember, the angels gave me a guided message. Do you like that, just watching? Or is it more fun when you step onto the playground? So how I guess you want to know how soon out there. I'm hearing a number 5 for you, Sherry. So it can be 5 weeks or 5 months. I don't think it'll be 5 days. I'm hearing there's some work to do here. I'm hearing that you got to work a little bit with get rid of those fears. So going back to previous week's work on them, when you say, I attract my perfect love, what's happening? And take the name off for now. I think there are 2 people out there that are ready to tap into your delight. That's what I'm hearing. So why stop and name one, okay? Here's another trick to do for, I'm talking now a little bit about the later gator delights, okay? I'm at my place of work, things are a little bit tough, or maybe I'm at the rec center, it's just difficult people or whatever. So there's things that I know delight me, or maybe I've tried all the nows, but I still need more. So there's later gator delights. One of them is bathroom mirror. Write the words down, or if you want to carry a little mirror, if you're bold like yours truly, write the words down and put them in your delight box or carrying case, okay? Here's the bathroom mirror. When you get home, see, that's it. You hear me. I want you to be able to giggle. That's what lights up your eyes. So when you get home, you do that little slinky sidewalk past the bathroom mirror. Slowly you turn and look straight at yourself. Have a good laugh or say, I know you, or wink at yourself and just do some silly reflections into the mirror. I guarantee you the bathroom mirror trick works every time. You won't be able to hide the fact that when you really, really see yourself, you really, really think you're wonderful when you look in the mirror. So make that playful. Later gator might be a walk. Again, it might be the magic wand I leave at home or the rattle you've made. I know some of you that have been with me. What about my quiet people? Some of us are a little more quiet. Obviously, not me, but I respect that. And maybe one of your words in your little delight box is the word quiet. Maybe you can record yourself humming gently to yourself, something that's soothing. So I started your inner artist, your inner child, on this playful project, and it's helpful. You will decide. You do it. You make the decision. It's not the same as the law of attraction, training you to focus on what you want. I think Sherry brought that up. That's a separate thing. This is not that. You will have your challenges. I'm saying in this practice, you will have your antagonists in your life, and you will experience loss. But now you can be in charge and say, hey, that's enough now. So back to the point that someone said, that's enough with too much laughter, especially that irreverent laughter we all can't contain. Sometimes it seems like bad timing, you know. You be in charge. Say that's enough. As you bathe in these delights and do it more and more, and you reflect it again to Sherry, to the world, through your eyes, where your spirit rests, and moving it in your hips, where your spirit lives, your delight will be contagious. You will attract more. I can tell you a clear example of attracting more. I was in a, what is the short story, Nancy? That's what my family always says. See how they ruin my stories? I was sitting in a auto shop, repair shop, I believe you call them, or something, and this gentleman was talking with me, and he was recovering from a stroke. I identify this because I have worked with stroke victims in recovering vocabulary. And this was not a speech impediment. This was lost vocabulary, the word for. And what a joyful person, and God, what a tremendous person. He spoke of his mother, and somehow he was telling me about a blind man in his mother's city who was very self-sufficient. I said, people are truly amazing. And when I said that with joy, delight in this person, to my delight, because this is my work, I am a trained medium, Jim the blind man appeared. I haven't seen Jim since I was probably 4 or 5. He has this wide, smiling grin. And when we were wee children, we always ran to him and how he loved us, and we fought over helping him cross the street. So I had this delight. And I wrote down Jim the blind man because I can see his grin, and what? It makes me grin. Well, 2 days later, and this is part of the story, I had an unenjoyable experience in a bank teller's line in a grocery store. Mad Dog Meyer arrived. That would be me for those of you who haven't met her yet when she's perturbed. So I was walking in a grocery store and I'm mumbling about it all. And suddenly, now here's where it spread. Here, my dear friends, is where it became contagious. While I was mumbling about the darn teller and people goofing off, I recalled that wonderful guy in the auto shop, and then I recalled seeing Jim the blind man, the huge grin. I began grinning. You see, it is a domino effect. And I stopped and pleasantly asked this man, I was all of a sudden pleasant. I asked the man who was stacking boxed baked goods, how do you do it without getting hungry? He smiled a huge grin. He said, oh, I was in the army in the bake shop. Doesn't bother me. It bothers me more about the guy who lives next door, works at Kentucky Fried Chicken. He laughed. I laughed. We delighted. So I added to my delight box, bakery stockman. Questions on that. You see where we go with this? So I'm going to take a look at Sherry. I think if you are, I can't, you're still with us. Okay. Moving. Let's see what your angel cards say for you. Move. Are you going to move? I can tell you right now, not immediately. Won't be moving immediately, and let's see as far as it, but you are going to move. I'm hearing it's not so much, Sherry, that you're going to move your physical residence. You're going to be moving yourself to a place of kindness. There's something going on around in your environment. That's, again, why a great idea to build a delight. There's something going in around you that is just kind of rugged or too rough for you. people or maybe a place. So that's why it's good for you to tap into your senses. You're going to move to a place of kindness and gentleness. You're going to get rid of the messages, and you're going to take that say you can't have it all, and you're really going to love and entertain that playful inner child. So that's the part about you moving. If there are other people who have questions, if you're in the chat room, I try to look in there if I don't get kicked off. And kicked off. That's such a funny thing. Kicked off. And also, you can certainly speak up and just say, hi, I am. If you want to use a code name, works for me. Works for me. So, again, for latecomers, you don't have to see the best in everyone every moment of your day. You don't have to do that. GGTC, God's got that covered for each of us. You only need to live and experience your best, okay? Your best. And you're going to do that by recalling what your delights are. I invite some of you out there, but you're probably at that timid point. No, the ego's saying, I don't want to tell her. What do you delight in? Maybe your delight will help someone else recall, gee, you know what delights me? Right now, later. No one. Okay. All right. Those elemental angels, they're triggers or flashes. Please work on this, even though we're having so much fun, and I know I'm kind of a silly person from time to time. All the elemental angels are with you sincerely, etherically, in the chat room and on the phone. So they just kind of bounce around like I do when I'm with them and around you. They're silly. They say, come play. The only time they're very demanding is with matters of the earth being mistreated. And even then, there are ways that at the end of our day, we can say, I am grateful and thank you, Gaia. Thank you, Mother Earth. And it's very healing, even for those times we forgot. If you really want to see the elemental angels yourself, there are ways of inviting them. One is to begin talking to them yourself. Above and beyond talking to your plants, I know if you out there do there, but I don't know, we have stones in our yard areas, but some of you may be where there is grass and all, and if you hear people, I know landscapers, though. We have landscapers even in Arizona. So when the people come with the big cutters and things, if you open your door and if you take a deep breath and have the courage to say, well, little elementals, don't be afraid. They're coming to cut now. That little bit of kindness will turn them on to you, and they will begin to gift back to you. They'll begin to tickle you. A feather comes to mind when I even say that. When I even talk about it, it triggers tickling. A feather is a wonderful thing for your delight box, your alchemy box, if you wish to call it. I know, I think someone in the chat room says, can I have a box to manifest? We can work on that another time. I think you're speaking of, for instance, if I write a letter of inquiry for my new book, which I'm working on, I will make a reduced copy on the copier, and then I will put little stickers on it and make it look real neat, but it's like an itty-bitty form of the letter, and then I put it in the alchemy box. If you get delight in reading that every day, fine. If it's going to distract you, the fine line is what distracts you, pulls you back, makes you sad. If you put a copy of the letter in there, for instance, and it only makes you think it's been 2 weeks and I haven't heard, then take it out of your delight box. Put it in another place. Keep it out there yet. A big part is focus. And a big part is perfect timing and believing everything does come in perfect timing. I have time for a couple more questions or angel reads. Again, we're working with the little elemental angels tonight. They're very creative. They believe in your true self. They believe in you being honest. They're wonderful to work with money because, of course, they have that little pot of gold. Yeah, there really are little elves, and there really is a pot of gold. So you can work with them. You can call them by a group, the Money Angels. They love that. We started this evening by focusing on I think this is a wonderful thing to write and keep in your wallet. Or I'm funny, I always say put it in your underwear drawer where you have to go. And write this down. The quality of life, always, always in proportion to my capacity for delight. Draw the pie. You know that I'm very direct and honest with you, and I think this evening if I drew my pie, I might have it, and crazy as I am, and as much as I love to play, it might currently today, because we're talking the present moment, be 45% of the pie. Ew. Wah, wah. Feel the buzzer. So I think when we complete our call, I'm going to go in my little delight box. I'm going to have some fun with the things I enjoy. I'm going to touch some of the things I like to touch. I'm going to smell in things that I like to smell. It's secretive. This is a time in your life when you can have a secret. It's about you. You have questions at any time. I want to about, gee, what is my delight? Or, repeat the statement. Which statement? About delight? About delight. We have someone in the chat room wants to know, repeat the statement. Sometimes it's difficult, folks. I apologize, but when I'm talking to you, I'm actually channeling, the statement. Oh, woo, I knew that. Thank you. See, when it's the same in a reading with me, especially the elemental angels. They bounce around so quickly and fastly that I can hardly write anything down, and then it's gone. That's why if you're afraid to speak up your name, not to worry. I won't be recalling it when we're done. Your angels are speaking to you through me. Okay, the statement. And I think it's on the invitation. But I want you to add the word my in lieu of the. The quality of life is always in proportion to my capacity for delight. That's why we're doing the delight box. Hopefully, for each of you, one of these next times we greet, it'll be so stuffed, it may become boring, and you'll put new things in there. I am getting a little wave from our wonderful technician, Mark, that we have about 8 minutes left. I invite you to, if you have a question, if you're even wondering what delights me, just say, I want to know, and your angels will tell you. I'll get you started on that, on anything that you want. You're so sweet. Thank you, too, dear hearts. But write it down. The quality of life is, and you know, another good mantra is this one, turn delight on. I love it. You can use it to yourself. You can use it for your friends. D-E hyphen, when the angels talk and try to get our attention, they put the hyphen in. It's not Nancine. I'm an excellent speller. They say, turn delight on, please. So imagine even starting your box and writing that on a colorful piece of paper and putting it on there, or internalizing the message, or keeping it in your wallet. Even at a time of sorrow, you can go, okay, stop, turn delight on. You have a right to delight. Everyone is okay. God's got that covered. GGTC, you can write that by your computer. Those that have passed through are in a wonderful place. Give yourself permission to turn on delight. We are going to close with my little namaste. I think we only have a few minutes here. I'm 5. I can take one more caller if you're up to it. Oop, not. You will catch me again the next time. Have your keys. Have your delights. Enjoy this. Yes. Hi, I can hear you.
Oh, hello. I'm sorry. Sorry, okay. I was talking to somebody else.
Oh, you were telling someone to be quiet in the back. Well, woo, that was fun. That was entertaining for all of us. I'm putting that in my delight box, folks. These are the kind of things, I don't know, who is on my phone, but it's wonderful. Do you hear the joy in my voice? And I think you just brought me up to, 47%, and I was at 45. I love that. It's like having bleeps or getting kicked out of a chat room. And those are the little things. Don't make it, folks, a big project. I don't know about you. I hate big projects. I want to stop before we lose our time on air to say again, Tina sends you her love. She will be back next week. And in the meantime, if you need her, you can read her, reach her at askintuition.com. Email Tina at 180group, spelled O-N-E-80-G-R-O-U-P.com, 180group.com, or 972-509-7050. I think you already know by now, you wonderful listeners, how to reach her. Be contagious. Wear it in the hips. Bring it out in the eyes. Enjoy other people's delight. And begin to notice how it really is contagious. Remember my story again, that from being with the person in the auto body shop, or I didn't have an accident, not to worry, woo, whatever they call them, repair. But talking to him and the delightful story about the blind person who was self-sufficient, which brought to my mediumship eyes, to my clairvoyant eyes, Jim the blind man, with this grin, which reminded me of the gleefulness we all greeted him with. It's a snowball. Don't make it an ice ball. Don't pack it too hard. Keep it light. Keep it delight. This is one evening I'm going to truly wish you not only a good night's rest, but just this one night when you lay down. Turn the light on, please. Have a little grin. Ask your angels to give you a little grin. I just made it the intention for you. So when you lay down, just think, here it comes, here it comes. The difference is, and the last picture analogy I can leave you, is when you were 5 or 6, that particular age, that's when we start letting it go, and you went to a birthday party. There were balloons. Ooh, another one for your box, balloons. They're so fun. And besides, you can go in your car and blow it up till it breaks. So anyway, you're at this party. You're sitting at the table. There's cake and ice cream in the middle. See yourself with all your friends. You love all your little friends. And then one of moms brings a bowl of onions and places it in the middle. You're curious. So you take a string of the onion. Yuck. And the cake is there. Now the ice cream, and it could melt. So you choose the cake, and you choose the ice cream. Simple formula. All of you, dear hearts, thank you for being here. It's simple. Notice the yucks, but go for the cake. Immediately or later, Gator, you are magic. Why are you sitting in the audience? Get yourself on stage. Use that ice cream visual as an internalized rescue when times are seemingly hard, blah, or without. The onion will always be there. The message is, hey, come on. Let's enjoy the ice cream. It's in your delight box. We're going to close now in just a minute, and as I always say to you, and we're going to do it with the little happy angels tonight. Namaste. Namaste means, and write me anytime you want it for your place in your home. All the little angels say, I honor the place in you in which the entire universe dwells. Yes, it does. I honor the place in you which is of love, of truth, of light, and of peace. Yes, you are. And when you are in that place in you, and I am in that place in me, we are one. Sleep well. Thanks for being with us. When you lay to rest this evening, turn the light on, please. Good night.